It was not a random act, and I cannot discuss the connection at this time.
You described the scene as just disturbing. Tell us about what you can say.
Well, I can't really tell you details now because this is a case that's evolving right now. We have investigators in Chemung County and others working here in the county to continue this investigation. But it, to me personally, was a very disturbing crime, and my thoughts and prayers go out to the family and friends of the victims.
Can you say how you trace the suspects to this crime scene at this point?
I cannot at this point in time. I will say, without details, that this was excellent law enforcement work. We received a tremendous amount of support from the Chemung County Sheriff's Office, New York State Police, and the Elmira Police.
Tell us about the suspects, if you can.
Well, we know very little about them prior to this. In fact, only one of them that we know has a criminal history. Coggins is not new to law enforcement. But obviously this is a developing case, and we'll learn as much as possible about them and the victims.
This was a very quick turnaround for success in tracking them down. What made the difference in general for you in investigating this, that you were able to have such quick work done?
Well, it's a combination of things. One is information that was we received from the public, and also the cooperative law enforcement effort that was key in the district attorney's office. When they were on the scene with us the entire time. We were at the crime scene, and that is also advantageous.
And Sheriff, I know that after this occurred, the school district shut down the schools nearby and sent the children home and shut down activities. Now it obviously makes more sense as to why that occurred. Can you shed some light on that as well?
Well, we're in very difficult times, and as a school superintendent, that's a decision that they wrestle with, I'm sure. We felt that the school was not in danger, but I'm definitely not going to criticize the school superintendent for doing everything that they could to protect their students, and that's their call, and we'll support it.
When do you think you will be able to release and shed more light on this to the media?
Well, I think in the coming days we'll have more information to share. We are preliminary even in some of the release because the autopsy is ongoing, and we'll learn more from it. And then, again, our investigators will be receiving more information as they continue their work.
Were nearby neighbors helpful in your investigation?
They were very cooperative. The community is, when we're asking for everyone or anyone that has additional information to bring that forward, if they've seen these individuals together in the area or the vehicle that was involved, that they may have taken a picture or have a video, all of that will be important on going forward. People have them for home security. They have trail cams. They have telephones and video cameras. It's very common.
Was that part of the investigation?
I cannot talk about that.
Well, Sheriff, thank you so much. We appreciate the information that you could provide us and our audience.
You're very welcome.